All right, so get this. Seeing without using your eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if we could give someone who's been blind since birth, the ability to see?
Okay.
That's what Elon Musk and Neuralink are trying to do with their new device, BlindSight.
Blind sight.
And it's not just, some far-off dream.
Right.
This is legit. Just yesterday, September 18th, 2024, WebPro News reported that Neuralink got FDA Breakthrough Device Designation for BlindSight, which
Wow.
is a really big deal.
Yeah.
That means the FDA thinks that this tech could really change everything.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So for anyone who hasn't been obsessively following the Neuralink news, BlindSight uses a chip. It's implanted in the brain, and it bypasses any damaged eyes or optic nerves.
Interesting.
Musk said it stimulates the visual cortex directly.
Stimulating the what?
The visual cortex.
Oh, okay. So that's, think of it like it's the brain's own personal movie theater.
Okay.
It's where the brain processes like everything that you see,
Okay.
except in this case, we're talking about sending those movie signals directly to the visual cortex, completely bypassing the eyes.
So it's like streaming directly to your brain.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's wild, but how does that even work?
It's like really cutting edge neuroscience. Like
Okay.
in the past, when people tried to restore vision, the results were really limited.
Right.
Like people could maybe see some blurry shapes, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Neuralink wants to completely change that by working directly with the brain's visual processing center.
Okay, so this is like a big step up. But Musk also said that, at least at first, people who use BlindSight would only have vision that's as good as Atari graphics. Which is like, come on, that's 8-bit vision.
Right. Yeah.
So what are we really talking about here? What would someone with BlindSight actually be able to see?
Well, you're right to be like a little skeptical about the quality. People who get it early on probably aren't going to be watching, high def movies in their heads or anything.
Right.
Technically speaking, it's really hard to use electrical signals to perfectly copy a single image.
Oh, yeah.
All the edges and the colors and the
Yeah.
depth. It would be like trying to recreate the Mona Lisa using nothing but a bunch of light switches.
Right.
You might get the basic shapes,
Yeah.
but it's not going to be, a masterpiece.
Okay.
The first versions of BlindSight will probably be super low resolution,
Okay.
like seeing the world in like blurry pixels.
Okay, so we're talking about fuzzy pixels.
Yeah.
But can it get better? How do you go from blurry blocks to actually seeing?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. Our brains are like amazingly adaptable.
Okay.
They can learn and they can actually rewire themselves. Scientists call that plasticity.
Plasticity.
Yeah, and BlindSight isn't just about dumping visual data into the brain. It's more like it's teaching the brain how to see in a whole new way.
Whoa, hold on. Plasticity.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of a comic book.
It's pretty
I mean, you're
amazing.
saying someone could actually learn to see with their brain even if their eyes never worked.
That's the idea. With enough experience and training, the brain can learn to understand those signals from blind sight, and it just keeps getting better.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking about actually rewiring how the brain sees the world.
It's pretty wild.
But, leave it to Elon Musk to take it
Yeah.
to a whole other level. He's been saying that BlindSight could eventually let us see even more than we can with normal vision, like infrared, UV, even radar, like Geordi LaForge from Star Trek.
That sounds familiar.
Is he getting ahead of himself here, or is this even remotely possible?
Well, let's just say Elon Musk, he does like to set some ambitious goals.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. And seeing beyond the visible
Yeah.
spectrum, like infrared or UV,
Yeah.
that's a huge leap,
Okay.
even with Neuralink's technology.
So, color me skeptical. What's the holdup?
It's not just about getting the signals to the brain. We still don't fully understand how the brain processes those wavelengths. It'd be like imagine trying to like teach someone to taste colors.
Yeah.
We don't even know if the brain is capable of that.
Yeah. So we're back to the brain being a mystery,
Pretty much.
even to the people who study it. So.
Exactly. But the cool thing about mysteries is sometimes we solve them.
That's true.
We're learning more and more about what the brain can do every day.
Right.
What seems impossible today could be, common knowledge in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, people used to think flying was impossible.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So we've gone from blurry Atari graphics
Right.
to like maybe seeing the invisible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Which is like, whoa.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
Because even with these limitations, even if it's just blurry Atari graphics at first,
yeah,
restoring sight to someone who's lived their whole life in darkness, that's huge.
It is huge.
We're talking about life-changing stuff here.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what's the real impact, like, beyond the obvious?
Well, think about it this way. It's not just about fixing one sense.
Okay.
It's about completely changing how we approach all disabilities.
Mm.
If Neuralink can figure out how to tap into the brain's visual cortex, mm-hmm. think about what that could mean for other things, like hearing loss or loss of touch.
Right.
We could be talking about a future where, like, those limitations are a thing of the past.
Wow. So we're not just, like, treating these conditions. We're talking about actually curing them.
Potentially, yeah.
That's a whole different ballgame.
It is.
But, of course, this is Elon Musk we're talking about.
He's
already thinking bigger.
He always is.
He's talking about Neuralink enhancing human capabilities, like pushing us past our limits.
Mm-hmm.
So are we really talking about a future where we can all have, like, super senses?
It's an interesting thought.
Are we all about to, like, step into a real-life superhero movie?
Well, it's true that Elon Musk has a way of making the impossible seem, like,
right.
inevitable.
Inevitable, yeah.
And while it's good to be realistic about timelines,
okay.
I mean, this technology is still really new.
Yeah.
Brain-computer interfaces are developing incredibly fast.
Okay, so you're saying we shouldn't be ordering our custom capes just yet?
Not just yet.
Okay.
But it's not even just about, like, super senses. We could be talking about boosting cognitive abilities,
right.
communicating in completely new ways,
right.
even interfacing directly with artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It's both incredibly exciting and a little unnerving, to be honest.
Yeah, exciting and unnerving pretty much describes this whole deep dive. So,
yeah.
Okay, so we might not be teleporting or reading minds tomorrow.
Right.
But it sounds like we are on the verge of some, like, really major breakthroughs.
Definitely.
But what do those breakthroughs actually mean for us as humans?
That is the question, isn't it? Like, just because we can do all of this, does it mean we should?
Right.
What about the people who can't, like, get these enhancements?
Yeah.
Or can't afford them?
Yeah.
This isn't science fiction anymore. These are, like, real questions we need to be thinking about right now.
Yeah. It's like we're on the verge of this future where, like, what it even means to be human?
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, being redefined.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no going back.
Right.
But, hey, that's what these deep dives are for, right? Asking the big questions.
Exactly.
So let's bring it all home. We started with this idea of seeing, without using your eyes,
mm-hmm.
Neuralink's blind sight. That's what it's trying to do. Give sight back to people mm-hmm. by, you know, skipping over damaged eyes or optic nerves and just going straight into the brain.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It sounds like something out of a movie or something.
Yeah.
But it's real. It's based on actual science, like cutting-edge neuroscience.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
And the really mind-blowing part is this isn't just about restoring one sense.
Right.
It could completely change how we deal with all sorts of disabilities.
Yep.
Like, we might be able to actually cure conditions that we thought were always going to be there.
It's a real possibility.
But, of course, Elon Musk and Neuralink, they're not going to stop there. Enhanced senses, boosted brain power, a direct connection between our minds and machines. It's a wild future, full of, like, mind-blowing possibilities, but also some really, really big questions about what it means to be human.
For sure.
If blindsight works, it'll be a huge win for science.
Mm.
But it'll also be, like, proof of something even bigger. The potential of humans to, like, overcome anything.
It's inspiring, really.
What limits are we going to break next? What new things will we discover because of those breakthroughs? It's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Keep asking those questions. Keep exploring. Keep diving deep.